The Watering Can of the Absolute Philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. The Watering Can of the Absolute Philosopher. What is the Watering Can of the Absolute Philosopher? Well, we just had a wonderful discussion about that around the breakfast table, as we were talking about the thought for today and the instant illumination, and now the watering can for the absolute philosopher. Well, the absolute philosopher has a pretty clean slate. The absolute philosopher chooses what it wants to grow in its mental garden, and its physical garden, and its spiritual garden. The absolute philosopher is the one who chooses what he's going to do with his water can. Now, a water can can be used to rinse off the leaves of the flowers so that they are able to take in the chlorophyll more efficiently. The water can be used to moisten the roots of the flowers so that they can grow abundantly and beautifully and wonderfully. The water can be used to wash away the impediments from the plant itself, any lice or bugs that might be there. The water can be used to do many things. Now, the water can also be used rather abundantly and thoughtlessly. And it can spread the water wide and far, growing on weeds as well as on the plants that you choose to have. And this is what happens to most of us. Most of us have this problem of watering so abundantly, wide and far, and watering things that we are really not interested in having grow. And yet, we continue abundantly to water it. Every time we say the words, I can't, we are watering the possibility that we can't. Now, we can or we can't, depending totally, solely, singularly on how we encourage it, how we nurture it, and how we think about it. If I say I can't, I am nurturing it, I am empowering it, I am putting all of my energy behind the idea that I can't. And of course, then I can't. And you say, well, what if you really can't? Then you're really nourishing it even more. Whatever a man thinks about, these are the things that he empowers in his thought. And if I think that I'd like to have a beautiful garden of roses, then my thoughts are 100% on roses. I read up about roses. I study roses. I see which roses will grow in the climate that I offer them. I see which roses would be most prudent and most beautiful for me to have in my garden. Which roses would give out the fragrance that would delight my senses? Which roses would be most beautiful for my optical vision, for me looking at and seeing how glorious they look there in the morning sun, in the afternoon sun, how glorious they look and how fragrant they are, even by moonlight. Have you ever sat in your garden by moonlight? It's the most glorious thing, because the moon does things, it seems, at least the light of the moon, it does things to these plants that have never been done before. It makes a certain glisten, glowing sparkle pop out of these plants. Try it some evening. Whether it be a cold winter evening when things aren't growing too much, or maybe it's a spring or summer or fall, it doesn't really matter. Any time of year, here on top of the mountain, we have spring, winter, summer, and fall, sometimes in one day, and it's beautiful. And so we can see the beautiful growing things, and we can see the freezing cold things, too. It's all there, but it just doesn't bother us. We love it exactly the way it is, and we enjoy every minute of it. But, you see, everything gives off radiance. Everything gives off a reflection of what we believe about it. And I believe that these lovely things, these lovely flowers, these lovely blooms, the lovely plants, whatever they may be, are fantastic. And so therefore, I nourish them in my consciousness. I give them attention, and they bloom abundantly. Some people might say outrageously. I know a lot of farmers in the Imperial Valley here, one of the large producing areas of the world for certain plants, and they have, it's all by irrigation. They have water that rolls on wheels, pipes that rolls on wheels across the field, and they water a tremendous, tremendous area, thousands and thousands of acres. And they bring up beets, and they bring up corn, and they bring up all the lettuce and celery, and all of the crops that are beautiful for vegetables. Just wonderful. And sometimes, along the edge of the field, a few weeds have had a chance to crop in there. And they pull those weeds out. They pull them out, they take them out. They don't have to worry about the primary crop too much, because it is pretty well designed to take care of itself, how they have planted it, and how they run the rollers over it to provide it with the water that it needs. And of course the sun of the Southern California skies are so beautiful that they make the plants grow vividly, abundantly, and wonderfully. Yet, what if the farmers were to think, oh, we hear the news reports, we hear the weather reports that there's going to be rain, and that there's going to be storms, and that there's going to be inclement weather, it's going to freeze. Lo and behold, they empower that. Now you say, well, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's right, it's going to happen. You see, we have power in our voice, power in our words, power in our thoughts. And whenever we take that power and put it to work on anything, we establish that. Now, if you would like to have your garden free of any of these inclemencies that might cause it to grow improperly, do not think about it. Do not empower it. Do not do anything. But it is exceedingly important to think about that which you do want. To think about the glorious sun, the beautiful weather, the wonderful warmth, everything in divine order. Hey, everything in divine order. You do that and you put all the causes in the right order. But there has to be storms, there has to be inclement weather, there has to be these things. Who says? Who says? Who started that idea? Who started that attitude? Who started that opinion? Are you going to continue that program? Are you going to cause that opinion to continue to grow and continue to be and continue to express in your life? Huh. If that's what you want, glory be to you. Go on and enjoy it. You can be sure that the farmers of the world who have fantastic farms, oh, they may have a bad season now and then because they let their mental attitude get swayed by opinions of others, but 100% of the time, 99.99% of the time, they're doing great because that's all they have in their consciousness. They go out and they love their plants. Oh, come on now. They do. You can be sure of that. They go out and they tell their plants how wonderful those plants are. They go out and they tell their garden how wonderful it is. They look at their machinery and they say, I'm getting the finest machinery to put out water on my plants. I'm getting the finest help that walk my fields and work on my plants. Every one of the persons who come and work for me are people who care about the soil, who care about the plants, who care about, and I tell them, this is a good season, this is a good time, and it is a good season, and it is a good time. You see, we have the opportunity to create in our world harmony, peace, love, right action, truth, all the good things, as long as we will keep our mind stayed on harmony, peace, love, right action, and truth. And the moment we sway, The moment we go away from that, even in the slightest little bit, what we're doing is we're creating ourselves and having inharmony and all of its ilk. Is that what you want? Is that the type of thing that you want to experience in your life? Well, it's certainly not the type of thing that I'm interested in experiencing in my life. In my life, I'd like to have everything in divine order. In my life, I'd like to have everything beautiful, fantastic, and glorious. In my life, I'd like to have everything so magnificent, so beautiful, so perfect, that it always functions in its ideal way. I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I surround everything in my world with my pure white light of love. I surround my garden with my pure white light of love. I see my garden growing abundantly, beautifully. I see my garden offering itself as the source of wonderful crops that I choose to have. Every crop is a wonderful crop that I choose to have. I do not, you see now, this is the point that we dwell upon oftentimes. I do not choose to have weeds or drought or any of the other things. Now, you cannot even think that, to say that. You cannot think, I do not choose, I do not choose. What do you choose? What do you choose to have in your garden? What do you choose to have in your world? What do you choose to have in your life? That's all that matters. And if you empower anything else other than that, you empower it to be, and it will be in your garden. It will be that which you water with your watering can. Are you watering with your watering can something you don't want in your garden? That's a silly thing. That's a silly thing. I don't want weeds, but they got to live too, and I got to give them water and nutrients. No, they don't. All things are here for our purpose, for our choice. We can pull the weeds out, that's for our choice. We can put the weeds in, that's for our choice. We can have love, that's for our choice. Everything is for our choice. Now, what is your choice? Sure, there are poor people in the world. I say let's eradicate all poor people in the world. Let's have everybody in the world be abundant. We don't eradicate the poor people in the world. Who cares about the poor people in the world? All we care about is that every single being on the face of the earth is abundant. You want to know you don't care about them? That's right. We don't give them attention. We give attention to the fact that every being on the face of the earth is abundant. We nourish and water and we nurture that aspect. And as we nourish water aspect and nurture that aspect grows and grows and grows. And all over the world, we have a garden of healthy, happy, hearty, wealthy people. People who live in abundance. People who have sufficient food for all of their needs. People who have sufficient pure air. People who have sufficient pure drinkable water. All over the world, people have that pure drinkable water, which is so fantastic and so glorious and so wonderful. It is just what it's all about. And it's a beautiful thing to have, because that's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes life the most fantastic experience that it could ever be. Because it is up to us to put the cause in motion. It is up to us to put the cause in motion that harmony and peace and joy and love and truth and right action reign in every area of our life. Today, that's the choice that you have for yourself. To put in motion the fact that everything is in divine order and that you, with your watering can, you water all those things that you would like to grow, and you withdraw water. You don't withdraw it. You just don't have the negatives to pour it on. You give the watering can the opportunity and the responsibility of watering all the positive, wonderful, beautiful things in the universe. That's your choice. That's your dream. That's your goal. That's your direction. And that's my direction. That's why I can say that's your direction. Because you are my creation. and I create a world of beautiful, happy, harmonious people. I create a world of abundant people. I create a world of wealthy people. I create a world of beings who are 100% in charge of their life by their thoughts, by their attitude, by their intention to nurture, to water, to bless everything that is good, and experience everything that is good. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.